Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
John and Raheel with Dell are on ESPN 97.5.
How are we going to remember Art Briles? Joe Pa vilified. He turned a blind eye. Art Briles turned a blind eye and in some cases even discouraged or retaliated against complainants. Are we going to look at him in the same vein that we did Joe Pa?
I mean, Joe Pa had so much more of a body of work at that university. I mean, it's different. It's there's scandalous tenures. I really think just how much of what Art Briles' legacy is going to be is still kind of going to unfold. I mean, there's going to be more terminations. There's going to be more court cases. There's going to be more allegations. I suspect more victims will come forward now that there has been some action taken, and you know. I think it's a cautionary tale for a lot of football programs, especially in how they handle some serious cases of sexual of violence allegations, and that's a big thing, you know. And this ultimately is bigger than wins and losses. And Art Briles is the most successful coach that Baylor's ever had. He turned the program from, you know, a doormat into a powerhouse, but. The way, you know, to see a coach who had that much clout at his school, and they just built him a stadium and were expected to be a top 10 team again and on the cusp of the playoff, to see him getting fired for the horrific, you know, things that went on his watch, that's going to be a big part of his legacy. I mean, that's going to be in the first line. I mean, I'd be surprised if Art Briles ever is allowed to coach at a, you know, any kind of major university again. Because of, in this day and age, of the liability and risk a university would take on, given all of the documentation that is now out there about his leadership.
Bruce Feldman joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Bruce, were you surprised that it took this long for not only the national attention, but Baylor to do something about everything that's come up, you know, in the last year? It took this long with all the tools that we have with social media, with the outcry from fans, from media members, it took this long?
Well, you know, in the case of other Pepper Hamilton investigations, you know, that they've done, it a couple of them took twice as long for them to come back. And I don't think they were anywhere near as serious. Not serious, but anywhere near as involved as this was, with so many layers, or as high profile. And that's probably why it came back faster than some of the other cases they'd worked on. As far as the national media attention, I think, I hate to say it like this, but I think a lot of us, just as sports fans, have become numb to some of the stories about, you know, players getting arrested or charged or the allegations of sexual violence. It's a sad commentary, but I think we become numb to it. I think what changed here is there were so many of them that had been, you know, these outside the lines reports, that it was ultimately the equivalent of somebody putting it in your face, going, no, seriously, you have to look at this. And that's the kind of thing where at some point you look and go, wait a minute, all this stuff has gone on. Several, you know, players have been convicted. They had a serial rapist, you know, who was put away for 20 years. There's Sean Oakman incidents that have been, you know, now floating around for a while. It was way too much. I mean, you know, anything more than, anything is too much. But this was went to a different level where players are getting, there are these allegations against these players, and they're still able to be part of the program. I mean, there was no Title IX, you know, compliance for years when it was mandated. It was just a lot of bad culture around the program.
Absolutely. Bruce Feldman with us here on ESPN 97.5, college football for Fox Sports. Bruce, Dan Wetzel makes the argument that there shouldn't be any football sanctions. I disagree. You know, Art benefited from those kids continuing to play when they shouldn't have been playing, as opposed to Penn State that didn't benefit anything from Jerry Sandusky having those issues, and Penn State just got destroyed. The football program has to face something from the NCAA, doesn't it?
You know, I don't know if the NCAA wants to go down that road. I mean, they kind of regretted doing that with Penn State, and I think that the idea that, you know, if they weigh in again into the specific morality of this, I think it you know, makes them, you know, to go down this road again and again and again, which, you know, look, if that's the business they're going to be in, then, you know, I don't want to say I don't think it's a bad thing, but we got to remember the NCAA is already way understaffed and, you know, doesn't have the resources to investigate some of these other things in the first place. So, you know, I don't know. I don't think I would say this. This scandal redefines or is a reminder of what actual scandals are in college athletics, where there are real victims, as opposed to, you know, rules breaking and recruiting and extra violations, extra benefits and all those things. I mean, you know, the NCAA can definitely get in on that, but they're having a hard time policing all that. So, you know, it's a very, very tricky time in the NCAA's history right now.
John and Raheel with Dell, ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.